In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
And they put it out there, and but yeah, this is the, I think that, you know, that might have been the time where if you're because look at this, I mean, you could kind of see how far apart they are. Like, come on, Chuba didn't want to do that, bro.
Yep,
he did not want to do that at all.
Yeah, so, I remember talking about that now, how forced that felt.
Yeah, and so I think that's kind of the that's the time when it's like, you know, and I don't really know who I would say is, you know, I'm sure there are some good role models and good examples out there, but I don't certainly hold them to that. Because most of them probably just are not. Their number one focus and their number one priority is, like you said, getting to the playoff, winning games so they can get bonuses and they can get more money.
Well, it's weird because they probably don't hold up the ones that should be good role models, right? If I'm just stretching it over a sport, you would certainly say Josh Pastner, the man, is that.
Yeah.
But if he ain't winning, we don't give a damn about the good man that's coaching.
That is exactly right.
So
I mean, we got to do better, man. We got to do better of making sure that the guys that actually, you know, do the right thing and win are the ones that we hold up.
We hold up the winners, though, bro. That ain't changing about American society.
Can you win and be a good guy? That's the question.
Yeah, you can.
Can you at a high level?
Huh?
That's the hard part. Because you got
Was Nick Saban a bad guy?
No, I don't think he was a bad guy.
Okay, I'm not saying he's our moral compass either, but yeah. I'm just saying he's not bad.
No, I mean, he probably had to look the other way on some things, though, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sure over time. But after a while, that factory pretty much did the work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the name itself.
No, Nick's a good enough guy, right?
I think so.
Good enough guy. He seemed,
again,
you know,
you're going to have a hard time finding perfect men.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Everybody's
but I don't know that he was up there sending bad messages as the leader of young men.
Yes.
Usually the message was right. And I think Nick Saban would sit a guy. Maybe
right.
I'm wrong.
Well, when Henry Ruggs had his incident, you know, I remember that was with the Raiders. But I remember him, you know, talking to his team about it, about how you need to make sure that you're a better teammate and that you were there in a way that somebody wasn't there for Henry Ruggs that night.
Mm.
Because what he did was obviously not just impact his own life, but he took the life of
I just feel
else.
Like Nick was more careful about the messages he was sending to the young men he's leading than Gundy certainly has been.
I agree with that.
But I will not hold him up as some, you know, high moral guy.
Right.
I don't know him well enough.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think that's the message.
Although
here.
Barrett Jones has always told us, right?
Yes.
Leader of men.
Yes.
You know, live by his code.
Correct.
Doesn't seem like the kind of guy to send the wrong message.
Yes. But and listen, it's
what's crazy. What does he have on Oklahoma State? I mean, how good have they been under Mike Gundy that they can't?
Not that good.
You know what I'm saying? Like good. That's what they've been, right? They've been good.
They've been fine. They've been fine. I think they might have had like a good year a couple of years ago, like where they won double digit games or something. But I don't. You know.
I'd ask, is it worth it? I get, you know.
They were 12-2 in 21. They were 10-4 this year. They beat Texas. And they won the Texas Bowl. So
10 games last year, though.
10 games last year.
I mean, he's still getting it done.
12-2 in 21. So, you know, I mean,
like you said, he's Teflon there, though.
Oh yeah, he's been there for so long now that he's entrenched, bro. He's been there since 05. He ain't going anywhere. It would take like 3 bad years. It feels like for them to move on from Mike Gundy. And this is a blip on the radar. I mean, yeah, dude, he played at Oklahoma State. He started his coaching career at Oklahoma State. You know, the dude has been there for like a combined 40 years.
Wow.
You know, because he played from 86 to 89, started coaching in 90 and was there through 95, came back in 2001 and has been there ever since. So, I mean, Mike Gundy is Oklahoma State. You know, Oklahoma State is Mike Gundy. So he knows. Like, I'm not going to suspend him. I don't have to suspend. Ain't nobody going to hold me to that, you know, even if it's the right thing to do, you know, it's pretty outrageous to be driving around with an open bottle of vodka and tequila and being drunk. And
I'd just say that back in the day, it might have mattered more to the parents of prospects, future potential Oklahoma State prospects,
right.
Sort of the message that Mike Gundy sent him. But you and I both know that don't matter anymore, more so than the NIL check does.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And kids in Oklahoma ain't going to stop wanting to go to Oklahoma State. In this case, hell, they might want to go more because Mike Gundy's going to give them a pass.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yep.
Again, it's wrong message, but it's not surprising.
It's not. It is not surprising. That is true. Anyway, Norton Heard IV is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Grizz Summer League, about the U.S. Olympic team, Peach Jam coming up. Stick around. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN. Watch your savings. Watch your money grow. I know I do. Get over to Leaders Credit Union. Open up a high-yield savings account, the Forward Plus high-yield savings account. It's a way to help your money grow over at Leaders Credit Union. No minimums, no balance tiers, no restrictions to keep you from championing your personal finances. Get up to 4.25% APY on your money. And all you have to do to open your account is visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. See the website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is your financial champion, federally insured by the NCUA. What you got for me? Because that's what I want to know.
Something we started off with a little trivia question to start the show there. Sam Pacini over at The Athletic has put together a 2025 NBA mock draft, obviously coming off of a 2024 draft. And guys, he selected. Now, of course, he doesn't try to select, you know, put the teams that are going to be in the slots themselves, just the players
right now.
We know, too, there will be many updates to this.
Yes,
there will be many different versions. Guys that could be lottery now, remember at one point Bronny was mocked by Gavoni as a lottery guy. Might not be, obviously, by the time next year rolls around.
Yep.
Might not even be on a second round board. So, with that said, I did think there were some very interesting things to pull out of his mock draft. Again, over at The Athletic, Sam Pacini. Number one is that there is a Memphian in it. And yes, as Brad guessed, it is Cam Jones, the Marquette 6'4 guard who plays with Tyler Kolek or had up until last season. We saw Cam Jones sort of take over Marquette with Tyler Kolek down before the NCAA tournament. Saw it sort of as his team and probably a preview of what it will be this season under Shaka. Here's what Vecini writes. One of my favorite players in college basketball the last 2 years. Jones is a legitimate three-level scorer at Marquette with superb touch at all three levels. He averaged 17 points and shot obscenely efficiently, making 50% of his attempts from the field, 39% from three, 72% from the line. Marquette ran him off several dribble handoff actions to get him downhill to his left, where he showed an ability to finish around the rim with scoop shots. He's made 67% of his attempts at the basket per synergy. He also has a solid runner game, then can hit pull-up and catch and shoot threes. He's got him listed as number 22 in next year's draft. So a first-round pick he's got of Cam Jones, who he lists now at 6'4". Remember, Cam Jones played for Team Thad.
Right.
And before that, well, at the same time, ECS, Evangelical Christian School. Recruitment was very, I would say, low-key in the sense in terms of headlines. It didn't make much. He had interest, obviously, from other schools, including Marquette. Now, at the time, who was Marquette's coach? Because it wasn't Shaka to start.
It was the Wojciechowski.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So he's recruited by Woj, finishes here with Shaka, and yeah, Hopefully he's going to have a fantastic year last year at Marquette. Maybe even work himself up higher in the draft. We'll see. Again, it's work just to stay where you're at right now, but number 22 is good for the Memphis native. Moving on, a couple of other things I found interesting. One thing I need to clear up, or at least has been updated, but Cooper Flagg is who Vecini's got going number one. That is not a surprise. We were just talking about him yesterday. If you guys have not seen it, there's clips all over social media. Cooper Flagg, who is headed to Duke and is 17 years old, just killing. For stretches, Team USA, for the select team and in practices and workouts. And again, a 17-year-old who shooting threes over Anthony Davis, he's getting put back, tip in, three-point plays, so poised. We've talked about him for a while here on the show, was in Memphis a couple years ago for the EYBL, been on the radar a long time, got him going number one. That's not a shock. The guy that at one point thought that, you know, had been perhaps thought that might rival Cooper Flagg for the one number one pick. We had talked about him, John. Kamen Malawach.
Yeah.
I don't know if that first name, if I'm pronouncing that first. The big 7'1 kid out of South Sudan. John had talked about South Sudan or the Sudanese with the Olympics and everything else. We think he's going to be on the team. He's also headed to Duke, and at one time I thought maybe one, two, three. After the Nike Hoop Summit, where apparently Malawach looked very, very raw, Vecini has dropped him down, John, to out of the lottery. He's got him as a first-round pick still, but 30. Duke's still loaded going into next season. It's a 7-1 big
yep.
to put with Cooper Flagg and I guess whatever else they've got back next year. They've got the third-best odds to win the championship. But I had said yesterday that I thought this kid was still up in that range, lottery yeah. range, maybe even a threat for Cooper's number one spot. It ain't close right now. He has shown, especially against higher-level talent, that Nike Hoop Summit, shown that he is not quite ready at this point. His thing, Vecini writes, that he needs to get over to Duke, like now, and start working on development to get himself ready. He even points out that Duke may decide to go with the Syracuse transfer Malik Brown, but may be the preferred big man. So our African kid, while still there's a high ceiling on him, people are excited about him, he has dropped quite a bit in terms of where the experts have got him mocked.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, when you're looking at those names,
yeah.
does it seem like a good draft to you?
You know about Dylan Harper, Ron's
yeah,
other son?
Yeah.
They got him going number two. Dylan Harper's pretty damn good. I saw him in the McDonald's All-American game. Not that that's some end-all, be-all, but
yeah.
They've got a this. I have no idea who Nolan Traore is. It says St. Quentin. Where is he from? French. In the French Professional League next season after spurning offers from Gonzaga. 6'3 guard there. Keep going down. Edgecombe, you know.
Yep.
Baylor.
Yep, he'll be
Ace Bailey. The other Rutgers kid.
Yeah, it's a pretty good draft. It's a pretty good draft.
Hugo Gonzalez. He's a real Madrid guy, but back to America. Asa Newell, be at Georgia. 6'9 big. I don't know how familiar you are with him. McNeely, who Connecticut kid, 6'6 wing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better, right? And it's certainly more American influence than it was last year, at least in this top 10.
Definitely.
Definitely not as much of a European flavor as we
Absolutely
had this year,
right.
but which is always a plus. We'll know these guys a little better.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, most have said it's going to be a better draft just based on how bad this one was, but it does look better by the names.
Yeah.
22 for Cam Jones, though, the Memphian.
That's impressive.
Your boy Caravan's 19.
Okay. He would have probably been higher if he had come out this year, but he wanted to run it back with Dan Hurley.
Well, did that get you what you needed then to go 19? You're still not a lottery pick coming?
Probably not, but you got some NIL.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Real quick before we get to Norton Hurd IV, because we were talking about Mike Gundy in the Big 12 Media Day.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders, right? He's part of Big 12 now.
They are.
And he wanted to tell you something. He wanted to give you a message.
Was that right?
Yeah. Their over-under, by the way, is 5.5. It's nice to talk college football now. Their over-under is 5.5. It was what, 4.5 last year? 3.5?
3.5.
Okay. So it's from 3.5.
We got it early.
To 5.5. But he wanted to let you know something. And he wanted to let you know that he is judged on a different scale.
Sound like Penny.
Bro, I swear I was thinking that. I was just about to say that. But the rest of the quote is, my wins are totally different than your wins.
No.
Yeah, you ain't got no wins. I mean, you a win for you.
I love Deion, Colorado, but I can't get down with this.
Like, a win for you again. Maybe you can drive your own car.
What did Penny,
someday.
Penny
That's
said,
a win for you.
Penny said, "Don't try to normalize me.
You can't normalize
don't
me.
Don't compare me to other coaches.
You can't normalize me."
That's what Deion's telling us.
Right.
His
don't
win is better than your win.
That's right.
Stop
Even
asking
if your
me
win
stupid
is a Big 12 win, his Big 12 win better than your Big 12.
That's right. He's judged.
How's there any truth to that whatsoever?
He's judged on a different scale, bro. His four wins are judged differently than your four wins. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he is trying to turn around a mess of a program, or one that was when he got it.
Is Deion, like, are we going to do this again? Like,
bro, we got Shadur, and we have an offensive line this year. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, but
is Travis Hunter still on that team? Yes.
Yes, he is.
Oh,
so
I know.
So they should be a bowl team then, right?
We're going to go on the over.
I'm asking.
We're going to get the over.
So you get the good of your bowl team.
Again, it's hard in the Big 12, dude.
Oh, dude, come on, bro. You got two top 10 picks.
Again, if we get to what, six? We get to six, seven wins, it's still an improvement in the second year of a turnaround. What's
Jason,
the number?
It's five and a half. It's 5.5.
We're getting to six, dude.
It's bowl eligibility. Can you say that right now with two top 10
NFL
draft
picks?
So
they got, what, 12 games? They could go 6-6?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. No, we'll go to a bowl.
There's some bad teams in that conference, though, y'all.
No, Jason trying to act like the Big 12 is, you know.
We're going to get smacked up.
They're going to get North Dakota State as their bye at the beginning.
We're going to get smacked up by some Big 12 teams.
Yes. You'll probably, do they at TCU?
They're going to be motivated.
They're at Nebraska. They're at Colorado State. We know how tough that was for them last year. They play Baylor at home. They're at UCF, host Kansas State, at Arizona, host Cincinnati, at Texas Tech, host Utah, at Kansas, host Oklahoma State.
Oh, man, we got six.
I don't know, bro. I think six is going to be tough as a mug, bro.
Let's go, Deion.
Six is going to be tough. They're not winning at Nebraska.
Nope.
Are they winning at Colorado State?
Oh, we owe them, don't we?
No, you won last year. You came back.
Oh, that's right.
So I think they owe you at their place. I don't know what their roster looks like.
They're beneath us.
Jay Norvell. Is it still my guy, Jay Norvell?
Yeah.
I remember that dumbass game.
Nobody roots harder against Deion than you.
No, that's not true. There's a lot of people that root harder. There's a lot of people that root harder against him than me. I mean, I just think
you sitting in that section, though.
I just think he's kind of become less relevant, you know, because his team wasn't very relevant. So we just, like, they beat TCU. Like,
again, that team won one game the year before.
You know, and then, and they won, what, two last year? I mean,
if I give you a trash can and tell you to turn it into a sports car, it's going to take you some time.
Well, I mean, but I'm judged on
it's going to take you a little bit.
But what if I'm judged on a different scale, bro? What if my wins are not?
Well, that's the part I don't like, because if you're trying to tell me your four wins next year are going to be eight.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't work. That math don't add up.
What I'm trying to explain to you is that my wins come from a celestial cosmic level.
It feels like he's setting us up.
You know what I'm
he's
saying?
Lowering the bar.
Mm-hmm. Like,
is what it's doing. You can't do that, Deion, after you went in there and asked for all the smoke. We know about that around here.
Right. I have to. What goes into me winning is a lot different than what goes into you winning. Because I have to overcome things.
You know, and it ain't just Penny that I make the reference to. Ja Morant. The young Grizzlies.
So you just going to go.
I'm just saying, we know all about the talk and the smoke before you've really, really done anything,
Why?
Again, Penny, the coach. The young Grizzlies,
right?
You know, and here, you know, this is a case of that. It feels like to me,
yeah.
Deion's doing a little Memphis here.
He is. It does feel that way. That is 100%.
I would be trying to undersell this year so that I could over deliver.
But his wins are judged on
that. Ain't never been Deion.
Higher plane, you say, John?
He's got the ayahuasca. He's got the.
North Dakota State. You said they played North Dakota State. That ain't gonna count as two wins.
That's one.
Yeah, North Dakota State, he's already complaining about that game. He's already saying that I'm mad at my AD for scheduling it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
And that's what he did Jackson State for the freaking Southern Harris class. Some of that stuff's stupid.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I got to get familiar with these rosters. I have no idea. Like, I don't know who's...
The key for them was up in the offensive line. They've done that.
Yep.
And they're going to have some better defenders, you figure.
Yeah.
Another year of recruiting.
I'm just not sure, bro. I'm going to have to look into it. I'm going to have to do some research.
Oh, well, you be sure we're going over that 5.5.
We'll wink. Anyway, yeah, that's all coming out of Big 12 Media Day. Looking forward. When is AAC Media Day? Are we doing the clam bake, bro? Are we still doing that?
No, we're in Texas now, aren't we?
Okay, yeah. We're in Texas.
We're no longer up there.
We fell in love with a Cadillac.
Man, forgot
fell
where
in love with a Cadillac.
The AAC headquarters are.
I'm sorry, bro. I did. I definitely forgot. You remember that
like
song?
Like it matters anymore.
I woke up with my foreign on. Remember that one? Remember?
We ain't even the Power Six no more.
Trade of Truth? No, we gave that up.
Oresco ain't even waving
dude, the
flag.
New,
he left.
The new commissioner is saying everybody has a share. Everybody, there's a cap. We're going to start sharing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Get the hell out of here with that.
He's like, he wants there to be a competitive balance. I want out. This guy's a rube.
Goodbye.
This guy is an absolute rube. Now, we got a swing. We got to do a swing deal, you know, in Irving. That's what it is, Irving, right? Mm. On the wood grain.
Metro was better than this.
281.
Great Midwest Conference was better than this.
I know that was Houston, but still.
CUSA definitely better than this AAC.
Anyway, we'll talk to Norton Hurd when we get back. We'll get his thoughts on the Olympics, Summer League, Peach Jam. That's coming up. Stick around. Jason and John.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
NFM, ESPN.
Norton Hurd IV is the Team Thad Program Director and Coach, Black Coach Association All-Circuit Selection. What he did last year on Nike's prestigious EYBL circuit and Silver Wave Media's top 100 most influential people in men's college basketball. It's only 100 of those. Follow him on X at Dream Big Hurd and on IG at I Am Coach Hurd. We are talking to Coach Norton Hurd like we do every Wednesday about this time. Very grateful for his time. But it is his time right now. Next week is when we yearly separate the contenders from the pretenders in the annual Nike Peach Jam. And Hurd and Team Thad will be headed there. Hurd, my people on the ground, my reporters tell me y'all are wrapping up a practice today in prep for the Peach Jam. How's it going?
It's going good. We actually, mostly everybody got in town Sunday, Monday. And Jason is actually here now. We leave tomorrow, and we start playing Friday, but officially the Peach Jam start on Saturday. So it's actually here in the next 2-3 days.
Tell me about your group, Coach. I'm looking at it now, and tell me if I've got it wrong, but they've got it. It's Team Takeover, Why Not,
New Heights and Houston Hoops with along with you guys. Tell me about that group and your competitors there.
Man, you know what? I love Nike, John Snowball, Chad, all those guys, as Carlton. But I feel like, and I know a lot of people say this, I feel like we're in the hardest pool.
Group of death. That's what they call it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think because, you know, if you look at it, I feel like we are a number one seed, if you look at not on paper, but how we finished this year. So we should have been the last number one seed. Instead, we're kind of like the third number two seed because TakeOver was the second number one seed, you know. And then you look at New York Lightning. They got a couple top 10 kids. They the only team to beat the Knight Riders this year. So I feel like we got the best number four seed in our court.
Oh, wow.
Like we got the best number three with Why Not with Trevor Ariza's son. So, and we played them first. So, but I think whoever come out of this pool will be prepared for the long haul. So, you know, that's a good thing. But it's definitely going to be a battle from day one. Everybody in this pool. Houston Hoop started off slow. They made PGM by winning their last out of 7 out of 9 games. So I think this this is definitely a pool that you can't come around playing. You got to start really, really strong from the jump.
It's interesting because, you know, you've been doing, you know, Team Thad for a long time, but only until relatively recently were you spending these weeks at the Nike event. You were at, you know, Under Armour. You were at other events. Just in terms of, you know, the difference, I know that, you know, it, obviously the funding and the resources are much different, but I mean, there are players on every circuit. You know, you've kind of seen it all. Just sort of take us through the difference in events that you've played before versus how they stack up against Peach Jam.
Well, it is some really, really good events, John. You have to evolve. So back when I was with, of course, I was with Under Armour at one point. Under Armour was much stronger at one point. Everybody going to cycles, but Nike stayed the same. Because, you know, when I was at Under Armour, you know, Anthony Edwards was at Under Armour, Carl Towns Jr.,
wow,
Josh Jackson. So, you know, we did have some depth at one point. Like, it was never like Nike, but we was competing. You know, then when I was at Under Armour, Adidas had Zion Williams and them, so they had a good group. And but since I left Under Armour, like I said, it been other guys that left on that level. So Nike has always had, like, you know, 70, 80, 90, even the top 100 ESPN guys. And Vegas is extremely a big-time tournament. But I will say this, John, you know, you got real. You got a lot of great tournaments, a lot of great leagues. We're just taking all of them away. Let's say all the leagues was equal 1 year, right? Under Armour, Nike, and Adidas. Peach Jam would still be a different monster. Yep. That thing alone, because I'm going to be real. Don't too much impress me. Even when I signed with Nike, everybody made it a bigger deal with me. I was like, let's just play basketball. People were telling me how the coaches would be better. You know, I didn't beat a lot of them. People were telling me. And I was like, you know, it's a 10-foot goal, wood courts. I'm an old school guy. I'm an old ball coach from Walker Home. Let's just play ball. But I will say the Peach Jam is very impressive, even with an older guy like me. I mean, you pull up in the teams, they bring you in through the tunnel valet. They walk you up. You got unlimited food for the kid. They feed you. They got, I mean, breakfast, lunch, unlimited food for the staff, media, and the players. All the stars are there. Think about this. Well, you usually have to pay to see a lot of the stars. Nike have to pay for them to show up other places of big money. The LeBrons, the Ja Morants, the Mellos, they show up for free here. Mm-hmm. Where's the Westbrook? Either they have a team or they just want to be here.
Yep.
So the atmosphere is incredible. Outside of the Masters, it's the biggest thing in Augusta. Line is around the corner. They may throw an EYBL gear truck up at any time, and it sell out within 1 hour, 2 hours. You know, I mean, it's just crazy things you're going to see there. I mean, it's just, it's nothing like it. I know it's people that camp outside and all kinds of stuff. It's nothing like it.
I want to get your thoughts on something that is, I think, about the state of basketball today and maybe what happens when you're on the internet too much. Now, we didn't prep you for this question, and that's why we love having you on, because you genuinely have no idea what I'm about to ask you. But Angel Reese is a star player in the WNBA. She had her 14th consecutive double-double earlier this afternoon in a win over the Atlanta Dream. However, it took, this is what it took, with the score 76
to 69 with 18 seconds left. It took a post-up, an intentional post-up and foul, despite being up 8 points, for Angel Reese to get to the foul line and get the points to get her over the double.
Oh, boy.
Now, as a competitor, as a basketball coach, what kind of message are we sending here? The game was in hand. The shot clock was expired. They were up 8. It was over. That's supposed to be dribbled out.
I'm one of those guys who I believe in ending the game the right way. You know, I have stopped kids from dunking and doing certain stuff. That's a tricky rule, John, because some people say it's a high integrity for the game, respect the game, don't make it about stat pad, don't make it about different things. But, you know, other people say, well, you know, stop it. You know what I'm saying?
She was calling for the ball, Hurd. They were up 8. It was over, man. She was calling for the ball.
Don't act like
Russell. This is a fake.
Don't act like they didn't get Russell Westbrook some more rebounds that year.
You would have never seen it under 10 seconds to score. You would have never seen it ever.
Dude, it's women's professional basketball. How triggered you going to get?
Man, I'm triggered.
Because let me tell you what, it's fake rage.
Hurd.
It's fake outrage, Hurd.
Hurd, would you?
He just doesn't like Angel Reese, Hurd.
No, I have no. I love Angel Reese. Angel Reese is a Lyft client, just so you know. A lot of people didn't know this.
You should give her a better shot at Rookie of the Year then.
But no, I don't. I mean, there needs to be accountability, Hurd. All right.
Yeah.
That's fake. That's fake. It's like professional wrestling. We're gonna post you up with 7 seconds left. I mean, we're up 8,
bro.
I think it's a joke.
But what make it not fake though. I get that, John. Is the other person could have stopped it or blocked the shot.
Thank you.
And Spence Bay couldn't.
Are they paid out there as professionals?
This ain't little kids' ball.
It's 76-69 with 8 seconds left, and y'all over here on the internet got to keep the stupid streak alive.
Coach Norton Hurd the fourth. I'm going to apologize on behalf of our show, on behalf of John. We're trying to focus on a Peach Jam title right now. We're working on practice.
We're trying to bring the first one home to Memphis.
I got questions about Jasper Johnson. I got questions about the tenor of those practices.
Well, we got time.
You want to bring Angel Reese to
and
the
her,
table?
And her fake streak. Fake streak. We don't respect that streak.
But see, Hurd, this is what the Caitlin Clark Angel Reese thing has done to our country. Do you see her?
Caitlin Clark had a double-double, 29-13 for that ass.
Respect.
Hurd, do you have any white players on your team? Because those are the ones John is most interested in.
That is not true. Well, it is true, but I love them all.
Yeah. We don't this year. We do. At times, but you know,
not enough.
Hoover.
I don't really look at race when it comes to getting stuff done with team and productive. I look at, you know, the play of your game and the content of your character kind
right.
of.
Right. So well, I mean, it just so happens that every year that seems to never include a white. You know, we're working on it,
bro. Come on, Hurd, step up.
I got Dominic. He's in the hopper. We're gonna put that ball in his hands here real soon.
Hurd doesn't mess with anything below eighth grade.
I know.
Grade.
Well, he don't have to do anything. I'm just letting him know. You know, you're in the mix.
Hurd, can I ask you another Peach Jam question? Is that okay? Or y'all wanna?
I got
Biden Trump if you want to, Hurd. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wide open. I'm over the phone today. I can't see Brad putting his watch up, so it's on y'all. I don't know. No, seriously,
I want to ask you about what the sort of focus has been, because we had talked about it with you. It seemed like there was more of an opportunity with where this Peach Jam date is for you to get guys back. We know there's that month break in between usually to get guys back and have practices beforehand. Is that something that you haven't had before? So what has been, you know, sort of the message to your guys in this time before y'all head over?
Yeah, it's been good for us. We've been able, like I say, get the guys together 3-4 days, which is a long time in AAU.
Yep.
We did twice a day the last couple of days. I'm going to give them all tomorrow. It helped us with one. It usually be right after the fourth a lot, fifth or sixth. And so sometimes we can only get a practice in, and we've been away from them since since Memorial Weekend. So we've been away from them like 6-7 weeks. Also, Nike, some people didn't quite, you know, some people agree or disagree. The live period starts tomorrow on Thursday. Nike is not starting until Saturday. That actually helped us, too, you know, because we would have been getting out of here today probably, you know what I mean? And so that actually helped us out. Yeah, it helped us out a lot. So for me, yeah, I love, you know, now they're kids, and so they go do what they go do, and, you know, they go be a little out of shape, they go be, and like I say, a lot of our kids blow up in April and May, so the month of June, they're going on college visits, they're getting their butt kissed, they're going camps, they're doing this, do that, so I have to reconstruct their mind and let them know, listen, get off the Hollywood tour. I'm going to bench you if you don't do this. Let's get back to blue-collar, hard-nosed action and get back to how we do things. So, man, hopefully it pays off. Like I say, EYB is a very, very tough event. I'm confident, but I tell y'all all the time, on this level of basketball, it's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between winning and losing. So everybody go play hard. Everybody's going to have skilled players, and it's going to come down to a free plays. And hopefully we're on the right end of it to make sure that we make the city proud and everybody proud and try to do some special things.
If we all assume and know about your team and top 10 prospect in the country, Jasper Johnson's got to be good for you, right? If this week's going to go well for you, you're going to do everything you hope to do, he's got to be good. That's off top. If I asked you, okay, key number two, you know, something that's right there on the top of the list for you in terms whole team or whether it's a singular, you know, individual performer that's really got to step up this week, what would that second thing be that you tell those guys or us?
Jamar Fleming Davis is a kid. Memphis is kind of on a lot of SEC schools. He's a 6'9", 6'10", kid. Big brother played for me. He's going to be a major factor for us to make a deep run because we don't have – a lot of size, and he's our man. He was out in Kansas City, so very good for us offense and defensively, especially defensively. He really anchors it, really good shot blocker. So he will be a big piece. Corlin and Jasper, Corlin is the other kid who came to us and blew up, got like 12 high major offers in May, and been averaging when Jasper was out, he had a couple 30-point games. So I'm expecting him and Jasper to give us at least 35 points together.
Okay.
And then the rest of the team give us 35 points. And our defense better hold people under 70, okay? And so that's a kind of my game plan going into it that I'm expecting from guys.
You know, listen, there used to be, and I guess it could still happen. We talk about this all the time, how, you know, there used to be a time where you had a great summer and it would change your life, you know, and that's less the case these days just because the function of college, it could go back, it could get that way again. We've talked about it. But just as you think back on all your summers, like, is there a player that you've coached that you remember whose circumstances changed drastically because of one good event, one good summer? Like, who would that guy be for Hurd?
So I'm not just saying this, John, and make a sales pitch. I think that's what make our program so great, even though people play about 4 and 5 stars. We have a player or two like that every year, where some people might only have one every 5 years. Like, you think about it, even when I first started, John, I get Chris Chioza. He's the little guy nobody's talking about. They're talking about Roby. They're talking about the bigger guards, this and that around the city. Chioza has no offers. Like, his last summer, he goes to a tournament in Pittsburgh. He has 10 high major offers. Next year, Terrence Davis, LeJarrio Vick, OG Anunoby, they go from not having none. LeJarrio Vick go to get a Kansas Kentucky offer. OG Anunoby get 10 high major offers just signed. These guys are not ranked in the top 500. OG Anunoby just signed for $200 million 2 weeks ago. I mean, Terrence Davis made it to the lead. Nick Marshall, nobody. Country tall guy, you know, in Lexington, Tennessee. He goes to Memphis. You know, so Cortland Musgrove, you know, Jasper wasn't one of the elite players growing up. He has a big – so I can name player after player that has came through Team Thad that has had a that's why I honestly think we won the best setups in the country. And I'd be a kind of shocked when certain local people, you know, would not try it out and stuff like that here, because I'm just like, it's literally one of them. Not just because even if I stepped away from Team Thad or I didn't do it, just off the facts alone and the things they have done for kids and changed family lives, with being the first kid to go to a Power 6 school, the first kid to graduate from college, the first millionaire in the family. It has done so many great stories. I could continue to run it by you kids that didn't have an offer, and they come play one tournament with us and get a D1 offer that was on their way to post-grad. I mean, so the list just goes on and on and on with this program.
Well, and another one of those great stories, I would certainly say so, is the guy we were talking about earlier, and he's mocked in next year's NBA draft by The Athletic. I had mentioned it to you before we came on air, but Cam Jones. And sort of how under the radar he was locally, despite the fact that you were going around the city. We've talked about it with you before. This ain't new to our loyal listeners. But you were telling people he's underranked. This is the best player in the city. And look at it now, Herd. He's got one more year at Marquette, and folks think he's going to be a first-round draft pick next year. He's one of your stories.
So many of them. He is one. I thought that class was phenomenal. I think that's the 2021. It was phenomenal. I mean, like I said, they had Kennedy, Jonathan Lawson, Applewhite, Miller, Mason.
Tell the truth, though. But because of Kennedy Chandler, folks didn't want to listen to you. Was that the majority of it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know just who it was. I mean, because there was a lot of good players. You had a lot of people with Jonathan. You had a lot of people with Mason. You had, a lot of people
that's
winning.
Right,
Kennedy was nationally ranked, too. And so I was Kane. And it wasn't just because he played for me, because y'all got to understand, I just want kids to be successful. God, whether you play for Team Blue, whatever, it's not going to affect me. But I think that's what my gift is I can evaluate. I don't go by rankings or whatever. I do my own rankings. And Cam had some special stuff. Then we had that growth spurt. I just really thought he was such a big guard that was so creative that once he got the opportunity, and I know his stuff would be later because his dad and them wasn't into the social media. They wasn't into
I remember that. You thought that was a good thing at the time. You loved that, right? I mean, you raved about the fact that they weren't. Whereas you have so many parents that are and caught up and get and maybe lose their head. You just always told me that Cam's parents had it figured out.
Yeah, I loved it because I feel like early on it wouldn't give him the love, but I feel like when the smoke clears, and that's refreshing because so many people now, even from 4th, 6th, 8th, 10th graders, nobody want to trust the process. Like, my son in 6th grade can win me. Well, even if he could jump over the goal, he can't go from middle school to the NBA, so you still got to go to somebody in high school and probably college, right?
Yep,
They understood it was a process. Like, prep schools came to him, he stayed at ECS. Everybody came to him, he stayed with me. Everybody's trying to get him in the portal to double Marquette money. I'm just going to be real with you.
Wow.
But his family just been disciplined. He just stayed. And that's a unique story. He really deserves everything he gets. And I think he will be, whatever comes his way, he's able to handle it because he come from a grounded family and he worked his butt off. And Cam Jones is a professional scorer and a professional playmaker.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, our Olympic team is having an international friendly tonight against Team Canada. Do you expect our Olympic team to just destroy everything in its path, even with no Kawhi and Durant?
So I knew Kawhi was out. They just changed him with the other guy from Boston, Derek White. So Durant just out for the night, right?
He's out for the night.
Calf. Yeah, tonight.
Yeah, I expect the USA to be great and pretty. Yeah, that team go kill everybody. I will say this, though. I do like, I don't know which Canada team they're playing, but if they're playing the one with Shea Alexander and Murray and them,
that's who it
pretty
is.
Good.
That's who
it's
it is.
It's them with Dylan Brooks and them.
The United States is a 12-point favorite. I know what you like to get in them libraries in Vegas. 12-point favorite.
I love Vegas. I texted Anthony Edwards the other day, but there's no way I can make it due to Peace Jam. I think of America.
Nice
dude,
name drop there. Love that.
No,
dude, he ain't a name
drop. We're not on that.
I actually just texted Joe Biden, said I'm not going to be able to make his next term. So.
Hey, John, on one today, they should win. But I will tell you this: I think Canada guards are really good. Like, I think Shea Alexander is a top five player. Well, on some people boards,
yes,
he's a top five player in the NBA. If not, he definitely had a top five season this year and was supposed to be the MVP. I think Jamal Murray is definitely a top 10 point guard in the league, maybe top 25 player.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, so I like their backcourt. Now, I really, really do. RJ is I think he averaged 20 points this year. So I like them. So 12 points is good. I think they can't play around because one thing about basketball, like we barely beat our select team the other day, which I know we wasn't playing as much as them. I mean, I think they would have to take Canada serious.
Yeah, no question about
Coach,
that.
Coach, you going to tell me you never threw a kid in there so he can go and get that 10th rebound, get that double-double? You never threw him in there back for that last minute to do it?
You know what? If somebody ever tell me about it, first somebody have to tell me about it. I'd be so locked in, and my staff know not to bring me crazy stuff, so I kind of don't be paying attention to the stats throughout the game. Actually, I'm so wired up, I done had to go apologize to kids after the game because I didn't got on somebody, you ain't doing nothing, you ain't rebounding. And then I go look up BYBF, that kid had 15 rebounds, so then I have to go and apologize, like, oh, you were doing a pretty good job. I was into the game a little too much, you know what I mean? So, no, I would have to definitely, you know, first of all, we would have to be up 20 points or something for one of my coaches to say, man, Jasper got 38, let us get 40. And if we're up 8 points, and depending on who I'm playing, just for the integrity of the game, and, you know, I would probably not want to do the other team
back,
like
back
that if I didn't. But professional sports, like, people get mad when you up 2 touchdowns in a minute and you still throw the ball. My thing is,
it
is another side to it. You can stop it.
Right.
Life
especially
is about opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah. Life is about opportunity. You also have an opportunity to pad in your stats. You could have got that interception. You also have an opportunity to pad in your stats. You could have got the block. So, you know, I kind of always look at stuff in both ways.
Good stuff, as always, heard. Good luck
this
week.
Good luck, man. Wish we could go with you.
We'll be following along, bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go get him, Coach.
He is Norton Hurd. The fourth joins us every Wednesday here on the show. If you saw it,
he's got one of the best players in the Peach Jam in Jasper Johnson.
As opposed to the way I described it, you would feel the same way.
The need for you to enter and make that the third.
Well, he's a basketball coach, bro. He's a basketball coach,
bro.
This is about basketball. This is like some,
it's go time for the Peach Jam, bro.
I understand.
Which means we knock that out
like
first.
Third grade stuff.
And then you ask about Angel Reese in question 6.
Well.
Okay.
I mean,
that was
to me,
wrong.
It's a pressing issue.
But what it is reflective of where you are on this issue. And frankly, how caught up you are in it now.
Well said.
You were just lamenting weeks ago the conversation around this
stuff.
That
was more about Kalen.
You are now stirring it up.
Mm.
You're one of the pot stirrers right there with McAfee.
No, because it's a fake streak. It's now a fake streak.
Going to act like you mad about
it's like,
Angel
it's like,
Reese
it's like
going
Bill
back
Goldberg's
out there.
Bill Goldberg's 85 straight wins in WCW.
What a joke.
It's the same thing to me. Just look it up. I want people to look it up.
Bro.
Joke! Angel Reese stat pads. Period.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Period.
Just moved a little bit closer to Kalen for ROTY.
Not the betting markets. Maybe in y'all's minds. And maybe y'all have like a separate.
We're going to keep working. We know what you're just going to keep shooting.
I know we're going to have a separate award for Angel. It's going to be like you know, special, you know, whatever, concessional rookie of the year.
Who got the ring?
Man.
Who got the ring?
Who beat him the next year?
Who got the ring?
Who beat him the next year?
Didn't beat him for the title.
I know they didn't beat him for the title.
No, Dawn took care of that.
But they sent him home.
Who got a ring, though? Who's in the NBA Finals commercial?
Does Kalen have the all-time record over
Isn't that a stretch, though, to put Angel – and I don't love that she's in it. But they got Angel in the NBA Finals commercial because she's a champ. But it's a collegiate championship. It's not
– Right. Yeah, I think she should be happy. Like you know.
But that is what separates her and always will from Kalen.
She got a championship.
And you'll never take that away from us.
But we're in the pros now, you know. So that what are we doing? You know, anyway, fake double-doubles. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, how are you trying to FM ESPN? Man, it's hot outside. We just got back from outside, and a great time to get over to Sonic and try those flavorista favorites.
Yep.
The new craft drink menu with flavors for every moment. Like the rainbow slush with real strawberries, lemonade, and blue raspberry, or Jason's favorite, the lemonade cream cooler with creamy vanilla soft serve.
The perfect thirst quencher on a hot day. You get over to Sonic and find out which one of these flavorista favorites is your favorite. And, of course, don't forget about the groovy fries. We've been telling you about them. They are worth getting. Let me tell you that. I've had them twice. Perfectly salted. That's important to me. Perfectly hot. That's also important. But also, you put them with this groovy sauce, gonna rock your world. Do that with the flavorista favorite over at Sonic. You'll be living free eating Sonic.
Jason just saw the footage in question of Angel Reese.
John made me watch it.
And now that he's seen it, he is definitely at least a degree more disgusted.
I'll say it's not egregious.
Oh, it's egregious.
Yes, the game's over. Yes, Most teams probably would have dribbled it out. Looked like even the sky, one at least one of their players was going to do that.
Yeah.
But the whole crowd and the entire WNBA knows about the double-double record. And yes, Angel's got her hands up wanting to score, and another teammate throws it to her, whatever. We saw worse with Russell Westbrook and the way folks cleaned out to let him get the rebound for to average that triple-double that year. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at this. Keep pushing, Angel.
Yeah, just keep getting those double-doubles. Just keep manufacturing.
What I want you to do is go back and go through all of them like you've gone through with shooting percentages in each
game. I
ain't
doing nothing.
And find out how many of them were fake.
I do.
Because let me tell you, all the rest of them were real, fool.
I saw everybody was saying she just missed, got her own misses, and then they took it out. They took out her misses and the rebounds off her misses, and she would still be the leading offensive rebounder. Don't deny that. But this whole double-double streak, it ended.
Let me tell you.
It ended today, and it was kept alive.
A lot of what you're doing.
Phoniness.
And I reckon.
Fraudulent.
You're being funny.
No,
and I appreciate
being honest,
it.
I'm being
honest. We're having a good
no
time.
No respect for the game.
But I would ask you to go to Angel Reese's Instagram. Look at just regular posts that she does of herself in the mirror or something, right? And she's singing to the music to herself, whatever. So, and then look at the comments. And look at the vile things. And I'm sure Caitlin Clark's got the same thing. But I was just recently on one of Angel Reese's. It's just a regular photo. She's not saying I'm the best. She's not even. It's a selfie. Mm-hmm. And look at how vile the comments, some of them are beneath it. And it's just so that's where I want to be careful.
Yeah.
We can have fun, but I don't want to add something negative to the conversation that people take and run with as news as an excuse to be ugly.
Yeah, no.
You know, as license to be ugly.
That's
and it's different. You see I'm clearly differentiating what we're doing from that, but I want to be careful here because these women, one thing is true, and that's why I did the respect burger thing. Dude, they're taking a lot right now in terms of the attention that's on them, and it's a lot of mess that you if it was directed at us, we would be bristling up. We would be saying, what kind of world is this? And they're both getting it on an everyday basis from both sides. And so let's you know, we can have fun, all that, but what we're going to strive to do is always keep it respectable, at least. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we should because
we don't
want to be adding to someone's excuse. You know, they use it as a license to go off and spew hate. And that's what's in some of this stuff is hate.
Right.
And we will always stop, but long before we get there.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to, yeah.
This isn't personal.
Remember, it started up with the whole, you didn't like the conversation around it. So.
Yeah, I love Angel as a person. I have no problem with her as a person. But this double-double streak, I do not.
Well, a ring.
I do not.
Ring. Ring.
Accept it.
Ring.
Nah, fake double double, discount double check. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Okay, you'll get the last one.
That's going to do it for us today on the show. Jason is going on vacation. He'll be on vacay, so I don't want to have to address this tomorrow. Where's Jason? He's going on vacation, okay? Damn. All right, I'm not mad about it at all because he gets to go. I was out for 3 years, so he gets to go on vacation and enjoy himself.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Already trying to film ESPN. Man, it's hot outside. We just got back from outside, and a great time to get over to Sonic and try those Flavorista favorites.
Yep.
A new craft drink menu with flavors for every moment. Like the Rainbow Slush with real strawberries, lemonade, and blue raspberry, or Jason's favorite, the Lemonade Cream Cooler with creamy vanilla soft serve.
The perfect thirst quencher on a hot day. You get over to Sonic and find out which one of these Flavorista favorites is your favorite. And, of course, don't forget about the Groovy Fries. We've been telling you about them. They are worth getting. Let me tell you that. I've had them twice. Perfectly salted. That's important to me. Perfectly hot. That's also important. But also, you put them with this groovy sauce, gonna rock your world. Do that with the Flavorista favorite over at Sonic. You'll be living free eating Sonic.
Jason just saw the footage in question of Angel Reese. That
John made me watch it.
And now that he's seen it, he is definitely at least a degree more disgusted.
I'll say it's not egregious.
Oh, it's egregious.
Yes, the game's over. Yes, most teams probably would have dribbled it out. Looked like even the sky, at least one of their players was going to do that.
Yeah.
But the whole crowd and the entire WNBA knows about the double-double record. And yes, Angel's got her hands up wanting to score, and another teammate throws it to her, whatever. We saw worse with Russell Westbrook and the way folks cleaned out to let him get the rebound for it to average that triple-double that year. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at this. Keep pushing, Angel.
Yeah, just keep getting those double-doubles. Just keep manufacturing.
What I want you to do is go back and go through all of them like you've gone through with shooting percentages in each game.
I ain't doing nothing.
And find out how many of them were fake.
I ain't doing nothing.
Because let me tell you, all the rest of them were real, fool.
I saw everybody was saying she just missed, got her own misses, and then they took it out. They took out her misses and the rebounds off her misses, and she would still be the leading offensive rebounder. Don't deny that. But this whole double-double streak, it ended.
Let me tell you,
it ended today, and it was kept alive.
A lot of what you're
by
doing,
phoniness,
and I reckon
fraudulent.
You're being funny,
no,
and I appreciate
I'm being honest.
It. We're having a good
no
time.
No respect for the game,
but I would ask you to go to Angel Reese's Instagram, look at just regular posts that she does of herself in the mirror or something, right? And she's singing to the music to herself, whatever. So, and then look at the comments. And look at the vile things. And I'm sure Caitlin Clark's got the same thing, but I was just recently on one of Angel Reese's. It's just a regular photo. She's not saying I'm the best. She's not even, it's a selfie. Mm-hmm. And look at how vile the comments, some of them are beneath it. And it's just, so that's where I want to be careful.
Yeah.
We can have fun, but I don't want to add something negative to the conversation that people take and run with and use as an excuse to be ugly.
Yeah, no.
You know, as license to
obviously
be ugly.
That's,
and it's different. I'm not, you see, I'm clearly differentiating
yes.
what we're doing
yes.
from that, But I want to be careful here because these women, one thing is true, and that's why I did the respect burger thing. Dude, they're taking a lot right now in terms of the attention that's on them, and it's a lot of mess that you – if it was directed at us, we would be bristling up. We would be saying, what kind of world is this? And they're both getting it on an everyday basis from both sides. And so let's you know, we can have fun, all that, but what we're going to strive to do is always keep it respectable, at least. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we should because respect. we don't want to be adding to someone's excuse. You know, they use it as a license to go off and spew hate. And that's what's in some of this stuff is hate.
Right.
And we will always stop. But long before we get there.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to, yeah.
This isn't personal.
Remember, it started up with the whole, you didn't like the conversation around it, so.
Yeah, I love Angel as a person. I have no problem with her as a person, but this double-double streak, I do not.
Well, a ring.
I do not.
Ring. Ring, 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 ring.
Accept it.
Ring.
The fake double-double, fake double-double, fake discount double-check. That's what that is. That's exactly what that is.
Okay, you'll get the last one.
That's going to do it for us today on the show. Jason is going on vacation. He'll be on vacay, so I don't want to have to address this tomorrow. Where's Jason? He's going on vacation, okay? Damn. All right, I'm not mad about it at all because he gets to go. I was out for 3 years, so he gets to go on vacation and enjoy himself.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.